All right, this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts is brought to you by Sovereign Extract. You can check out some of their products out there, some CBD cartridges, THC, some hybrids as well, and also USG Canada got some great gear coming on out. And really excited to welcome this guest I have on the show today. He had a UFC fight that was scheduled for later on in the month, unfortunately had to be canceled in lieu of COVID-19 concerns, but really excited to be talking to Tanner Boser about a few different things today. How's your day going so far there, Tanner?
So far, so good. I slept in, so it's pretty much just started.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering how your, you know, schedule changes with everything, you know, going on nowadays, just because I know you normally do, like, security kind of stuff and also, like, training people with seminars and stuff like that. What are you doing in lieu of, like, all the modern COVID-related considerations?
Well, my schedule in terms of sleep hasn't really changed. This is probably a normal time for me to wake up. When I work... I worked at the clubs that I was security at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I would work till 3 a.m. So by the time I get home and shower and get ready for bed, you know, I'm going to bed at like 4:30 or so. So this is about my normal time to wake up. I'm not working at the clubs, and I'm not training people because gyms are closed. I'm just hanging tight like everybody else, dude. That's all that's going on.
Yeah, no, I know this is like a regular time for you to be getting up just because you're usually late with like the nightclub related kind of stuff. And then you saw it woke you up early the one time, which I remember. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, I'm kind of wondering when you initially got word about like the events being postponed, because there was obviously the social media relaying of the information. But did someone from UFC reach out to you prior to that and keep you in the loop? Like, what was the timeline like that? Was there some hope that the fight would kind of come to fruition and then someone touch base with you? Like, what happened with that?
Well, actually, I found out about the fight being the card being postponed via social media. We just kept checking social media because, I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest. I thought that this, you know, Dana White was insisting that all the fights were going to happen, and they'd moved it to the UFC Performance Institute with no crowd, but then that obviously that didn't pan out either. So I found out on, I think it was a Monday, last Monday, so just over a week ago, because I know I had done my strength and conditioning, and it was like one of my final hard strength and conditionings, and then I was kickboxing, and right after that, my coach turned on his phone and was like, well, your fight's canceled, man. So that is how and when I found out.
And also the Unified 40 card got canceled with, which obviously hit some of the Shaved Bear compatriots there. What's the general, you know, sentiment with all of that? Is it just kind of like, you know, we'll wait it out and things will clear up eventually? Is there like a tangible sense of disappointment? Like, how would you, I guess, characterize the collective feeling with all the cancellations?
Well, everybody was definitely disappointed, yeah. But I mean, it doesn't mean that canceling or postponing, whatever word you want to use, right? Everybody's got to redo a fucking training camp, so it's canceled. Canceling it might have been the right thing to do. You know, I don't think we have very many cases in Edmonton yet, but if it was responsible, the government was saying not to do it. Enoch Reserve, which is just outside of Edmonton where they have the fight card, decided that they were going to adhere to the provisions put out by the government. Cool, good, like, you know, everybody's doing the responsible thing, and everybody has to just accept it, unfortunately. Yes, it sucks, because that fight was literally 2 days away, right? Everybody was already getting ready to start cutting weight and stuff, so that's, it's a pain in the ass, and it sucks that, tons of guys on my team went and did the full, complete training camp, start to finish, were ready to fight, in the zone, in their head, going to weigh-ins the next day, and then, you know, people were already cutting weight, kind of, right? And then fight gets canceled, but, I mean, that's just life, so whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's just adjusting to the circumstance, and, like, just, you got to have that, like, long-term sort of picture, right? I mean, it's not going to be like, you know, there's never a card again sort of thing. Like, you feel for the guys who went through the timeline that you just alluded to, but it's not like MMA is canceled.
Yeah, no, I mean, not for now. For a while, perhaps, nobody knows. But again, what are you gonna do? Can't change it. Can't do anything about it. So you just adapt.
No, that's what it's all about, man. And it seems like, Shaved Bears and Little Sweatshop is doing the same thing too, just taking the proper precautions there and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's good to, be cognizant of, stuff like that for sure, man.
Yeah, I mean, the gym, obviously all gyms are closed now, so they're closed. That's going to be hard on little sweatshops. It's not a chain, it's a small business, a local business. So hopefully the government comes out with some ways to help small businesses in some way, because otherwise, not only will the gym be in trouble, but I mean, shit, everybody's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, going to be interesting residuals from just this whole thing, just in terms of like the economic hit that certain people will take. But hopefully, there will be that financial aid from, the government and stuff like that, man. But yeah, I'm kind of wondering if you're like, I like what your general perception of just like the future is, like, 'cause I know there's that Saskatoon card coming up in June. Are you certainly one of those guys who's like just like checking the scene avidly, just making sure the card's going on? Is it kind of just like, we'll see what happens when it happens? You're more lackadaisical about it kind of thing. Like, what's your general perception of that June Saskatoon card as far as if it's going to go on or not?
Well, I don't know if lackadaisical is the right word, but
Or just like kind of like just adjust to it, like whatever, like not so caught up on the one thing, I guess. Yeah.
like until a card goes through and actually happens, I don't know. Like, I mean, Dana White's adamant now that that Khabib and Tony Ferguson is going on in April. If it does, that's great. I mean, if he's got a location that they can do it behind closed doors and do just a crowd of their under 50 people somehow or whatever the fuck. The problem with the Vegas one was that it got switched to crowds couldn't be 10 people. So suddenly you have two fighters, a referee, three judges, cornermen for each of the fighters, doctor. You're already past 10, right? So I mean there's that problem. So I mean if he's found a state or a place where he can have 50 people or something like that, then I guess they can do the card. I wonder how you get Khabib, who's in Russia, to wherever Tony is, who's in America. Where can they meet? As far as I know, airlines are closed internationally. They're only flying, like, I guess, I think you can go from Canada to the States still, and maybe to Mexico, but you can't go overseas. So unless they're chartering private jets and they're going to go meet at, like, UAE, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen. But until any one of the cards goes through, I'm not looking at the June Saskatoon card being I'm like clamoring to get on it, because I don't even know if that's going to happen. The soonest card that actually is going to happen, that like after they have one and it's like, okay, we can have events here and we're going to do it, then yeah, by all means, throw me on the soonest one after that. But until nobody knows how long where people are going to have to try and stay, semi-isolated or completely isolated or whatever, away from crowds, no events, what have you. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. So to try and pinpoint the day or an event where I want to come back would just like be kind of pointless.
No, that's a fair characterization, and I think that's kind of where I'm at too, just in terms of like perceiving the situation. I just thought to get your perception on it, 'cause I know some fighters are really like chomping at the bit, like avidly, like, oh, maybe this event's gonna go on, maybe this event's gonna go on. But I mean, like you said, it's just a matter of like waiting for events to actually go forward. I mean, it's like, okay, seems to be some sense of normalcy. We can get back to it here.
Yeah, that's about it.
No, but it's I'm kind of wondering too, because I saw you had that tweet a little while ago where you said nothing hits the same like a hometown donair. Has some of the measures from COVID gotten in the way of that? Have you been doing like a skip the dishes kind of thing to the house with the donair?
Well, I don't live in my hometown anymore, so it's been quite a while since I hit up an Express Pizza donair from Bonneville. And as good of an idea as I would like to go to Bonneville during this and hang out with my brother, who also obviously is laid off and doesn't have anything to do and is the best barbecuer ever. That'd be a great place to go chill for a while. I don't want to go down there just in case I'm somehow have it and I'm like a silent carrier where you don't have any symptoms or something like that. So I don't want to go down to Bonneville just in case. Haven't been able to hit up an Express Pizza Donair. As for Skip the Dishes, I deleted Skip the Dishes quite a while ago. The prices kept going up, and you have to tip the delivery guy because otherwise he won't deliver it. And I mean, you got to tip the fella anyway because Skip the Dishes doesn't pay him shit, I guess. And then next thing you know, you're trying to get lunch, and it's like trying to get like a $15 lunch, and it costs you $30. It's just a little much. If you're ordering a big meal for like multiple people or something from somewhere, then Skip the Dishes works well. But yeah, I'll just call the individual restaurants and get them to deliver, or I'll pick it up or something like that. I don't like Skip the Dishes.
Yeah, they kill you on the delivery charges for sure, man. But to
They've
the.
increased their prices like constantly to the point where it's like, man, it shouldn't cost me fucking double to get something.
Speaking of getting paid, though, do you think you'll ever get any residuals from if they do a UFC Fight Boat event? Because you conceptualized the whole thing.
Well, although I thought of that, I think that a lot of people are saying that that was a trending thing on Reddit.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
I guess so. I don't go on Reddit, but I don't think I'd be able to claim it as my own idea because it had been floating around before that allegedly. But hey, man, I'm still in for Fight Boat.
I'm definitely down for that too, but you've been good with your time, man, and I always appreciate getting to talk to you, but I want to be mindful of your time as well. Is there anything you want to kind of add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here though?
I'll give a shout out to PPS, who's still a sponsor of mine. Paul Pedal Services always helps me out, as well as Teddy. Usually he'll even bring Teddy to my fights to corner me. And Premier Built Garages is another sponsor of mine, and Mealcraft still giving me a good deal on meals. So just shout out to those guys. But yeah, man, I don't really have too much to say.
No, it was great getting to talk though, man. And yeah, just awesome interview with UFC heavyweight Tanner Bulldozer Bozer. All the best with, everything going forward. Hopefully you and your family are doing well with, everything going on with the COVID-19 related considerations. And yeah, just enjoy the rest of your day too, man.
Yeah, thanks. Take it easy.